Today's share in the Deer Show Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're still in the middle of Simon Tav Kuf Chavav, which deals with the halachos of burying on Yontif. Begin on the second line with the Mechaber, Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes, Im Noda Livnei Ir Achas, if it becomes known to people in a certain city, she is Shiyisrael Meis, that there is Nebuch, a dead Jewish person, Rachok Misham, that is very far away from that city, Arba O Chamisha Yom, 4 or 5 days travel. Again, in those days, they didn't have the vehicles that we have today, so this was a donkey trip, a horse trip, a walking trip, so it could be they were the closest city to a person, Nebuch, who was dead, and he's 4 or 5 days away. So what's the halacha? Lo nitan likvura. Nobody has yet buried this person. He'll have somewhat the status of a beis mitzvah. So therefore, afa pishlo yuchul lagielo ad le'achar hamoed. Even though right now it's yontif, and there's no way you can get there on yontif and bury him on yontif. But if you don't start now, he's going to be delayed another day. Mutter lotzeis laderech biyontif sheni. So the Mechaber Paskins, you're allowed to start traveling on Yom Tov Sheni, go outside the Tchum and travel in order to help reach this person, Nebuch, who passed away. So you should hurry up and be able to go and bury him at the earliest possible time. So you can even travel outside the Tchum on Yom Tov Sheni Shulgolias to facilitate this. Mishnah Brura explains in Siv Kotten Mem Aleph. V'ayamunach beino Akim, we're talking about that he's amongst the Goyim, and therefore there's a chance that there'll be a Bizoyan Hameis. Sivkot Membeis, you're allowed to go, therefore, Lamar Kvurasa, to go and more rapidly get him buried. The Alpha God, the Mishbura says, even though the Loitira Mechaber Le'el B'Sif Dalit, even though the Mechaber previously in Sif Dalit said, you're not allowed to do anything, Lasu Shum Nelocha B'She'ein B'Daito L'Kovru Bo Bayom, you're only allowed to do all the things that the Mechaber said you can do, even as Jewish people, for a mace on the second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius. There, he had said, you're only allowed to do that if you're going to bury him that day. And here, you're obviously not going to be able to reach him that day. Nevertheless, here, the Mechaber says it's okay. Shiny Hocha, here it's different. Doya Mutal Kvar Kama Yomim Bin Akam, because he's already Nebuch, dead amongst the Akam for several days. Vu Meis Mitzvah, he has the halachic status of being a Meis Mitzvah, as I alluded to before. This is the Lashon of the Tashbetz, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Shaar HaTzion Os Nun Dalet. And therefore, v'tzorach lamar komash de'efshar, you have to do everything in your power, including traveling on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolius, kidei shlo yisnavel, that he shouldn't become even more further nevel. There should be more disintegration of the body and nebuch denigration of the body. The Magen Avraham adds, of course, the Magen Avraham, umihu imunach shama bevayis o ein lohakil. If the mace, however, is in a house, and therefore there's no nevel, ain lahakol, then you're not allowed to be makel. And you see in the Berahit tape, in Oz Tetzvav, he says that the Mogen of Rome also says that if there's no chashash in the field that he'll be eaten by dogs, there's also not allowed to do this, osur. So it's only because it's a concern of nevel that you're allowed to do this. That's the opinion of Mogen of Rome. Then the Chavetz Chaim says, look over here in the Bir Halacha, Ayin of the Bir Halacha, Masha Kosabnu Bezeh. Now we have a very long Bir Halacha, which we're going to do parts of it. But first, however, we're going to finish off the Ramah because the Bir Halacha goes on the Ramah as well. So let's do the Ramah. Hagah, Umutu Lahavi Meis Biyantiv Sheni Michutz L'Tchum L'Tocha Ir L'Kavro B'Kvaros Yisrael. You're allowed to go bring a Nebuch, a Jewish person who passed away, who's outside the Tchum. You're allowed to bring him back on Yantiv Sheni Shogolius and bury him in the Jewish cemetery in the town. So even though you're bringing him from outside the Tchum, you're allowed to do this. Afavisho Yavshul L'Kavro B'Mkomo. Even though one could have buried him right where he was. Meis Mitzvah Kone Mekomo. We'll have to discuss how come we're not Mechuyv to bury him over there. If the Meis Mitzvah is normally buried in the place where he died, how come you're allowed to not bury him over there, and how come you're allowed to go bring him over here? That's what the Ramah says, and that we'll have to discuss as well. And he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef, the name of the Tshuva Sarashba. So, let's do the Mishnah Brura Sivkot Mem Gimel, and then we'll do this Bir Halacha, because the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Mem Gimel also refers to this Bir Halacha. So the Mishnah Brura says in Sivkot Mem Gimel, Kvar Kosov Keinu Mechaber Siv Dalet, the Mechaber already taught us this in Siv Dalet, the Lo Chazar HaRamah, and the reason why the Ramah re-mentions it over here, Uksavo, Ela Mishum Chidusha, because there's a Chiddush over here that he's adding. What is that? That even if the mace isn't here, and the mace is outside the Tchum, Mutarim Lelech L'chutz L'tchum, you're allowed to go outside the Tchum to go get the mace, Le'avio, and bring him here inside the city, Misham Le'iram, from the place where he was dead, to the city, L'kavro Bi'osa Yom B'kivis Yisrael, to bury him that day in a Kevi Yisrael, in a Jewish cemetery. And the Chofetz Chaim says, Ayin Adbir Halacha, Shein Lohaka was there, Elam Kain, Hishtah Hashem. Bir Halacha qualifies this and says you're only allowed to do this if he was out there for a while. Now, let's look at this long bir halacha. Dibra maschu umutu lotzeis l'dev v'chulei, and it's on the Ramah as well, b'hagah umutu l'havi mesu chulei. So, Chofetz Chaim says, look in the Magen Avraham. Shehevi das hariva shacholik b'zeh. So the Magen Avraham brings down the riva that disagrees with this mechaber. Umishum doha ein osin arun elu mameis b'chatz. It says you're not allowed to make the arun for the mace unless you do it privately. V'kosha ken kan. And certainly here, well, you can't do it privately because you're walking outside the tchum. Sha'ro yome shaholich l'tzarko. Why is the guy going? He must be going for his own needs. So the Magen Avraham brings down this rivash that says, I disagree with the mechaber. However, the Magen Avraham himself disagrees with the rivash. And he says, Doha mevar shom debidavar mefusim shari. And when something is public knowledge, such as this person lying dead out there in the field, then even though you're doing it in public, you're allowed to go and do it. And the Machtz Tashachu brings down, Shekivan Shehu Gad Lehem Mipi Magidim Acherim, since this is told to them from somebody else, who's told them from somebody else, in Cain, Havi Yadavim Forsen. This is called public knowledge, it's public awareness of it, and therefore you're allowed to go do it. And he says, furthermore, Vagame in Locho Shif Gubahen Yehudim Aderach. And what's your concern, that they're going to meet Jews on the road? You're not going to meet people on the road because Jewish people don't travel on Yom Tov Sheni. The Magen Avraham, however, concludes, and he says, "In ein mutal al pnei hasod el babayis yishlach." This is what the Mishnah Berurah recorded before from the Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham says, if he's not lying in disarray out in the field, and no dogs are eating him, and there's no concern that his body will be further manuval because he's in a house, so then the Magen Avraham says, "Yishlachmir." One should be machmir and not do this. And this is Adkan Lashona. This is the words of the Magen Avraham, as quoted here by the Chofetz Chaim. Now the Chofetz Chaim goes to a whole arichus to say that the Magen Avraham has to be understood very carefully. He's so serious, divrei atzmo. He seems to be contradicting himself, and he says a whole bunch of reasons why he's contradicting himself. Then he brings down from Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Chidushim that he says the same question on the Magen Avraham, and he gives the teretz, Kiva that meis mutol bebizoyon besodeh kelu tvei. He says you're more makel in this situation. He says apella because it's not talking about that. And it goes to again a whole arichos to say back and forth what exactly is the Magen Avraham talking about. Then he brings down from the Knesset like Dola, who brings down the Rivash and the Tashbates as well, that going outside the Tum would be equivalent to go cutting down the cedar trees, which you're not allowed to go and do, to make the Aron. And he says, Asha Magen Avraham lo ra'a tshuva, kivin lo b'miktzas. And the Magen Avraham is alluding to this, even though he never saw that tshuva. Bottom line is, the Chofetz Chaim says, there are four principles here that I will teach you. Aleph, this is the very last line on this Amud. Sha'anu mu'otim b'mekomoseinu. We are very few in number. V'dineinu kimeis b'forsim, and therefore any debt is well known to the community, and nobody's going to say, hey, that guy's going out to the market. No, they're going to realize that he's going out as part of the Chevra Kedisha to take care of this mace. And this is the opinion that Tosus brought down, that nowadays the Jewish community is small enough that we know Nebuch, there's a debt in the community. Number two, Beis. The lo asru b'fahesya elahechi de'efshu b'tzina. That, in fact, you're not allowed to do things in public, that's only if you could do it in private. But if you can't do it in private, so then you, in fact, are allowed to do it in public. He adds furthermore, alternatively, oh, lashoso yom echad. When you're dealing with a one-day delay, so then, einam es nabal kokach, mibnei shu izet. It's not going to, the mace is not going to disintegrate, decay so much in one day, so then, don't do things in public. But here, v'inya kazeh, I feel about fahesi yishlati. Even if you're doing it in public, you have a hetter because the nebuch, the mace has been out there 4 or 5 days already. And therefore, you're allowed to do this. And he says, da hashor dochekes, you're under extenuating circumstances here. V'yev shal havdiyos, you can't wait any longer. Why? Because the mace is going to decay. Chashash silchon, or achilas klovim, or the dog's going to eat it, or sreifa, a fire's going to come. And therefore, in this situation, lo nochush lepirsim, so you don't have to be concerned about doing something in public. That was the second point that he makes. The third point that he makes, Chofetz Chaim says, "Shein kam pirsum shari chutzul tchum yosim." He says, "What's your problem over here? What are people going to think that you're doing something wrong? All you're doing is going outside the tchum. And guess what? There are hetedika ways to do this. You're not actually burying him that they're going to see you doing it. You're in this situation." Just going beyond the tchum. And since you could do this ayde burgenin, you could set up huts and therefore extend the tchum by setting up a hut every 70 and 2/3 amas, you could actually go further and further and further outside the tchum. So people aren't going to necessarily say that you're doing something terribly wrong. They'll think that there's a heta way that you're doing it and you're taking a shmatzir, you're taking a nice hike and therefore it won't lead to any problem. And final thing, Dalit, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Ein lochush lepirsum." We don't concern ourselves with what people are going to think. Ela basias aron basias kever. Shem lochush l'torah. Only concerned when you're making the actual aron, you're making the casket, or you're digging the grave. These are assumed deraisa. And here, It's not an Issa Deraisa. It's Tchumim. And therefore, one can be made of all these reasons. The Chavetz Chaim continues and has a long arichos about this further, and he concludes, four lines up from the bottom, Lefi ani hazdaiti, b'mokum shameis, hishtar kvar, where the mace has been nebuchadnezzar for 4 or 5 days, yesh lo hakel leile chutz l'tchum labio, haloch l'maisa, we do allow you to go there, v'adim b'meis shemunach, kan, v'ishtar, the same thing would apply to the mace that's in our town, but it's delayed nebuch for a number of days, you'd be permitted leile chutz l'tchum, you'd be allowed to go outside the tchum to bring the tachrichim, or anything else that was needed for the sarche kvura, and bury him on this day. And he says, Yesh lahatir kisvaris atashbeit. So we in fact rely upon this lamaisa. And he says, he thinks this is what the Mechab and Ramah are also holding. And he adds, the kol zeh shekostam hu b'yantur sheni. Everything that we're saying over here is only on yantur sheni, but you can't do this on yantur rishon, certainly not on Shabbos, because even a meis mitzvah is not doche Shabbos and yantur rishon. However, again, vayen akum, we said previously, yesh lahatir, you can in fact go and arrange the burial with goyim on yantur rishon. So that was quite a detailed discussion, and certainly worthwhile to chazer it over. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, Tinok Shemes Betok Shloshim Nebuch, you have a child that passes away in the first 30 days of life. Rachmona Litzlan. So Im Gamru Sa'ar Ovitzi Parnov, if this child had a full gestation, which can be evidenced by the fact that it has hair and that it has fully formed mature nails. So then we can take it to the bank. Halacha l'maisa, hu becheskes ben kayoma. This is considered a viable child. Nebuch died for some reason. So v'dino kemeis gadol, and we halachically view this child like it was an adult, like it was Nebuch, a person who does require kvura. Afal pish ein on yodim im kol lo chadashim. Even though we don't know for certain that it was a 9-month gestation, that it was a fully viable child, but we are allowed to presume so. It has a chazak of the ben kayama when it has sa'ar and siparnav, because the rov noshim yoldos flat kayama, because the vast majority, Baruch Hashem, of children that are born are viable children and are healthy children, and therefore we can assume that over here as well. If the child dies nebuch within the first 30 days and has simanim to suggest sa'ar and siparnav, that it was a ben kayama. Again, also quite a bit to talk about. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Dalet. And he says, Pirish, what are we talking about over here? That this child is not an aphel, it's not considered a miscarried child. Even though a child could be born live, but if it isn't viable, so then it's still called, quote, a naphel, a miscarriage, even though it may not technically have that term. And the reason is, Mishbur says, the nephalim and kovrin or some beyond it. The reason why we have to distinguish between whether it's a naphel or it's a vlat kayoma is because you're not allowed to bury a naphel on yontif, v'afilu ayidei amin, and even via non-Jews, you're not allowed to do this. Why? Sha'arehem ke'evin v'asurim apetulto, because these have the halachic status of being like a stone, like something that's muksa, and you're not even allowed to go and move them. Mishabur continues in Sivkot Memhein, he says, Im Gomru Sa'aro, if the hair is complete, the chule, or the nails are complete, and below Gomru, if you didn't have this, however, the Mishabur says, Afil Meis B'yom Shloshim Gufa, even if the child died on the 30th day, which, wow, that sounds like it certainly is a Fat Shal Kayama, nevertheless, Ein Abachesis Ben Kayama, it wouldn't have the status without any simonim, even if it dies on day 30, it has to complete 30 days, Vedino Kenefel, and would have the halachic status of Nefel, that you wouldn't be allowed to go bury it on Yantif. Footnote number 43 brings down the avlat shenola becholish hashmini liburo. Again, in the times of the Gemara, there were two types of gestations. They thought a 7-month gestation, which was a full gestation, and a 9-month gestation, which was the normal, typical full gestation. But paradoxically, a child that was born after 8 months was presumed to be an immature 9-month gestation, and therefore an 8-month child in the times of the Gemara was not considered a vlat shel kayama. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to do things for an 8-month child. Even if it's alive, there's limits in what you can do for it. So we already previously learned in Hilchos Shabbos, Shim Gomru Sarov V'Tziparnov, when you're dealing here with a mature physical child, its hair and its nails suggest that it's mature. So even though it's born after 8 months, so we assume in this situation, not that it's an immature 9-month, but that it's a mature 7-month, and somehow didn't come out till the 8th month. V'shaw Bebet and Imo, it stayed inside for a longer period of time, and in this situation, it's a Ben Kayama. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Membav adds, in this situation where it has the nails and the hair, we consider it like a ben kayama. Medino kameis gado v'nik bar biyom rishon ayde akam, and you're allowed to bury Nebuch such a child on the first day with goyim ubiyom sheni ayde Israel, and the second day according to mechaber with Jewish people. Sivkoy mem zayim. The reason is because the rov noshim yoldus like kayama, because we presume in this situation with the hair and with the nails that it is a vlat kayama. Umisaso tolinam beza siba, and it died. Obviously, that's a reyusa. That's something that's wrong over here. So it would suggest maybe it's not a vlat shel kayama. But the mechaber says no. It died for another reason. However, obviously, there are people that disagree and say, what are you telling me? It's chazok is of lat shokiyama. It died, Nebuch. And therefore, the kivan, the mace, since his child died, isra ruba, the rove saying that most mothers give birth to yoldos lat kayama, doesn't apply anymore. Because in this situation, the child died. Daha, when we say rove b'nei kayama, when we say the most live-born children or live-born viable children, and a mason besol shloshim, they don't die within 30 days. And therefore, this since this child died, something wrong. And probably it is a nafel. Now, how do we paskin? The Mishnah says, v'yesh l'hachman l'kavra ayyidi akum, that we are machmir not to bury him via yidden, but we would allow him to be buried via akum. Omiyu, ayyidi akum, efshel l'hatir, afilu below gamusaro chule. But here, we're allowed to go and bury him with an akum, even if he doesn't have these physical characteristics of maturity, because now kopanim who sofik ben kayama, it's at least a sofik ben kayama, and therefore there's no malacha being done by just asking the akum. It's only a merely akum, a mokum mitzvah, and therefore it would be permitted. The issue foot number 44 brings down. But if we know for a fact the child was 9 months, so the Shulchan Aruch in Yerod Deah brings down, then he's vaday ben kayama, and he's not considered an nafel afilu umes biyom leidaso, even if he dies on the day of his birth. And also, the Shos Shuvah's note to Behuda brings down, in regarding to burying on Yontif, he says this halacha applies, that is a flat kayoma, even allowed to do the bris milah, the minog is to do a bris milah, nebuch on this nefel, and you normally do this on a weekday, but now it's Yontif, he says you're even allowed to go do this chaticha, to do the circumcision on this nebuch dead baby, as it is considered a vlad shol kayoma. Finally, the last thing I want to do today is the issue foot number 42. I mentioned before that Mace Mitzvah Konim Makomo, but we have a special dispensation to go bury the person in a Jewish cemetery. Now, the question is, how come we don't bury him right where he is? Mace Mitzvah Konim Makomo should bury him right where he is. Why do we make a cooler here to bring him back inside the Trum? So, the issue foot number 42 brings down, Mace Mitzvah Nimso Michutz L'Trum, Kosu Shulchan Aruch and Yeredeya, Sha'af Biyom Chol Ein Lohavio, even on a weekday, we don't allow you normally to bring him into the basic quarrels because may smith for kon makomo. Cover, you should bury him b'mokum shenimso, where he was found. However, he says uvachli kavru b'mokum sheovrim rabim, but you shouldn't bury him on a highway where a lot of people are passing. This is a gemara in Erevin and gemara in elsewhere as well. Veish chashash shiahilu alav v'yitabo, because we're concerned in this situation the kohanim are going to come and the kohanim are going to travel on the road. His mace mitzvah is lying across the road, so it's going to be impossible for you to pass over this road without becoming tummy, and the Kohanim will become tummy. They're not allowed to become tummy through Ohel HaMeis. However, the Shach brings down the Maisa in the name of the Marshal. Shatam Shein Makpidim HaKachim Zmenedo. Nowadays, we don't bury a person where he dies. We bring him back to the Jewish cemetery. Why don't we say Meis Mitzvah is Konim Makomo? He says, Mnei Shem Chutz Lares, because amongst the Goyim, Ain't on the Rashayim Likra B'chamokim. You can't just bury somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue. Rechmon Lassan, he dies in a car accident, so we'll bury him right over there. You can't do that. So, and even if the government said, sure, you can go bury him over there, nevertheless, you have to be concerned about grave robbers and all sorts of devious people, that if there's an unguarded cemetery, a mace all by himself, you have to be concerned that it could be leading to a nivul ha-mace, and therefore, the mace, the Shach says, we bury even a mace mitzvah in a cemetery. Furthermore, this was applicable in Chutz Laaretz amongst the Goyim. What about in Eretz Yisrael? So the Chazon Ish brings down that even in Eretz Yisrael, Shein Chashashi Yivozu Nochmes Meis, it's all Jewish people mostly, and they're not concerned that they're going to be menavel the Meis, so why don't we say Meis Yisrael and Mekomo? So even there, the Chazon Ish says, Royal Ahak Bishalulikwa Meis Mitzvah B'mokom Hayim Mutzo. You don't bury him where he died. Why? Because we don't have a real Beis Din that's going to go take care and investigate and make sure and worry that this person has a tzion put up. And there should be a sign that somebody Nebuch passed away over here. And therefore, Lamaisa, the Chazon Ish says, even in Eretz Yisrael, Yesh l'kavro b'beis kvaros yodua. You bury the Meis Mitzvah in a cemetery and not where he died on the road. And he says, in this way, we also protect the Tara of Eretz Yisrael. And the Kohanim shouldn't be walking over these graves all over the place without realizing it. And this is the proper thing to do, halacha l'maisa, today. With this, we conclude today's shiur.